This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are with Harpo. Welcome in to RNIB Connect Radio. Harpo have been around a while. You make Braille devices, and you've got a new Braille pen. Why don't you just tell our listeners about that?
Yep, we have a Braille Pen 24, which is the slimmest version of Note Taker that you can find on the market currently, I believe. We have 24 cells here. The cells, bright cells, are from DOT, so these are not KGS, and that's why we could make such a cute, small, and pocket size device. You'll become also 24 cursor buttons, and the device can work as a terminal with your iPhone, iPad, or other Android phones, for example.
24 is an interesting choice because there are a lot of portable Braille displays out there, 18, 20, 32, I guess, is a bit larger. Was there a reason you went for 24 particularly?
Yeah, we made some research, and we found that the customers wanted to have a pocket size note taker that is not with 12 or 14 cells, and they don't need to have 40, for example, to have in their pocket. And that's why we choose 24. That's the maximum that you can fit into this case. So,
okay, and I have the device in front of me. Are you able to just describe the dimensions? You said it's the thinnest Braille display, portable yep. Braille display. Do you have any dimensions, any measurements?
Yep. So the size is 154 millimeters, yep. / 97 / 14. So it's really slim.
So it's 14 millimeters thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what were the first two? You said
154.
Right.
So millimeters. So 15 centimeters.
15 centimeters.
Yeah. It's and it the weight is like the iPhone. It's only 230.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, it is the one of the slimmest Braille devices I've ever seen. Very lightweight as well. And you are featuring a Perkins-style Braille keyboard for input, obviously. And then you've got, as you say, the 24 cells of Braille using the DOT technology. So the same pins that you get on devices like the Monarch and the DOT pad. These pins are quite low energy, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, definitely.
So you get great battery life with those.
Yeah, it should last about 15 hours, 15 up to 20. Yeah. It depends how you're using it.
And you've got those cursor routing buttons as well.
Yep.
And then at the front edge, there is the space bar. It's a kind of a split space bar. So I guess you can do different functions with each side of that. Yeah, and then on the very front edge, then we have some extra buttons. Do you want to just tell us what they do?
Okay, there is extra buttons. So on the sides you have ears for your neck strap.
Yep.
There is a refresh sensor, which is a touch sensor, not the button, but touch sensor to refresh the cells.
Right. Okay.
There you have thumb keys as well for navigation.
Yeah.
Joystick in the middle.
Yeah.
What next? The power button here on the right side.
This is at the back now. So we've got the panning keys at the front, and there's a little kind of joystick as well there. And then around the back, at the back right, there's a power button. Yeah.
And then you have a switch for modes.
Yeah.
So the terminal mode and the note taker mode.
Yeah.
In the center here is a silent mode on and off.
Right.
And then micro SD card and USB C connection
for charging.
For
right.
charging, yeah.
And is this going to work with all the major screen readers?
Yep.
Yeah.
With all the majors. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so when you're using it in its local standalone mode, There's, you know, the usual things that you would expect, like notes, and there's a books app in there. So is that just for books on the micro SD card then?
Yep, yeah. On the micro SD card, yeah. You can store some books, make some notes, yep. Make the calendar.
Yeah. Okay.
And is this available in the UK?
It should be available in about 1-2 weeks because we are finishing the firmware software, but it's almost ready. So I believe when you are hearing this podcast, it's already available at Sight and Sound.
Sight and Sound in the UK.
Yep.
All right. And what are you expecting the price to be?
The recommended retail price, it's about 2,000 euro.
2,000 euros.
Yeah, but it depends on the dealer, so
Yeah, but thereabouts. Yeah, yeah, which for 24-cell portable, highly portable, very slim browser play. And then is there a case for this?
Yes, there is a case as well, with an extra, the USB-C cable, and the two additional frames. For protection the cells.
And are they included or do you have to buy those extra?
Yeah, they are included.
And I feel like we've covered everything. Is there anything I've not asked that we should have mentioned?
I think it's good to remember that there's the slimmest version note taker that you can find on the market. So
it really is. Yeah, very different type of device, and interesting to see the dot cells now in a single line display.
There's a lot of interest here.
Yeah. So this is the Braille Pen 24. And I guess you've got more information on your website.
Yep. BraillePen.com.
BrailleLPen.com. Wojtek with Harpo, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Have,